20 to midnight, and this is quite difficult to explain, I suppose. And I don't know if this is something that happens to people at a certain age, or it's just me. So I've been thinking, not morbidly, but engaging with the idea of death, fronting up to it, recently. And I've had some strange feelings and sensations. Again, I don't know if this is you suddenly become aware of your own mortality, but I'm not depressed or sad. I just seem to have crossed a line, a boundary. In some ways, almost as if the tide has gone out and it's never coming back in, or all the blood has bleached out of a body, or the riverbed is dry and the rains are no longer coming. It's hard to explain. I have been reading a lot about war and dwelling on the seeming inability of the human race in the main to evolve effectively, of the capacity of human beings to hurt and inflict pain and terror on one another, namely Syria at the moment, and of course lots of other places on the planet. And maybe I'm overthinking things, but I feel totally like I'm walking in the same space as death. And as I feel my skin and my breath and my thoughts and recording this, that the air that moves through my teeth, lips, to form these words, is air that, the same air that blows through the trees or over the surface of the sea. And these words will fade, my body will disappear, everyone I know will die, and we'll be forgotten. All that sounds very morbid, but it is an inescapable reality that we either address or explore or deny. And part of me is thinking, does it even matter that you do one or the other if the end result is the same? But I think it is important, because a great awareness of death leads to a great awareness of the transcendence of death. The ability of human beings to surpass death, to transmit memories and knowledge across generations, to seek life beyond death, to exercise compassion for those who are facing death, or those who have lost people to death. And it's the greatest mystery of our existence, and everything else pales into insignificance compared to it. So, I hope it's not just me, and I hope it indicates reflection and philosophy rather than sadness and obsession, because I find it fascinating.